Hey, good morning and welcome to Lincoln Southwest High School here this morning. It's the girls' state high school basketball tournament on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 today. A couple of teams that had their sights set on the Class C1 state championship have been relegated to the consolation game here this morning after losing in the semifinals yesterday here in the state tournament. We've got Sandy Creek up against Minden here this morning for the consolation honors in Class C1. Sandy Creek, of course, losing to Hastings St. Cecilia yesterday by the score of 78-65. Minden losing to Wahoo by the score of 59-46. These consolation games are always tough to play, and we'll find out which team is focused here on this battle here this afternoon or this morning between Sandy Creek and Minden. Ironically, these two teams, as close as they are, did not meet during the regular season. Sandy Creek coming in now, a record of 22 wins and 2 losses on this season. Minden is at 21-3. So we're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here this morning. The Cougars and the Whippets, consolation honors in Class C1. We'll come back and talk about this state tournament when we come back on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
It's a marvelous March, but no matter the month or the season, local and area athletes, teams, and coaches do their shopping at Hogan Sporting Goods. Hogan's has the Bison Nighthawk Adjustable Home Basketball System for only $5.25 with free shipping until March 31st. Stop in and check out the floor display at Hogan's. New men's and women's Nike soccer shoes have arrived. Hogan Sporting Goods also does screen printing, engraving, trophies, and medals. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods. Downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It's Championship Saturday here in Lincoln. All six state championships being played today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. In fact, the first one is already underway. It's the D2 state championship game between Why Not and Hayes Springs. They have got, well, they're at halftime right now, we understand, and Why Not has got the lead over Hayes Springs. The score is 27-16. 27-16, Why Not out on top of Hayes Springs here this morning. That's the first game of six today. We've got all six games on our ESPN Superstations today. ESPN 1550 KICS in Hastings, ESPN 1460 KXPN in Kearney. Class A State Championship game will feature Bellevue East and Bellevue West. That'll go at 1 o'clock. This afternoon, Bellevue East knocking off Millard West yesterday in the semifinals by the score of 54-43. And it was Bellevue West beating Omaha Central by the score of 69-63. Their consolation game in Class A is being held this morning over at Lincoln East. That ball game likewise will tip off here at 10 o'clock this morning. Class B State Championship game, Seward won their 74th game in a row last night. the Blue Jays over Beatrice by the score of 48-34. So Seward, they're trying to win their third straight state championship. Coming up this evening at 6:30, they will take on Elkhorn, as Elkhorn knocked off Holdridge last night by the score of 46-39. Beatrice and Holdridge will play in the consolation game at 2 o'clock here at Lincoln Southwest. Class C1 state championship ball game will feature Wahoo up against Hastings St. Cecilia. That game will go at 8:30 tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have that game for you as well this evening on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia beating Sandy Creek yesterday by a score of 78-65. We talked with Russ Neinmeyer just a couple of minutes ago. He says that's the most points his Sandy Creek basketball team has given up in a single game since the late 1970s. Even during the down years following his great championship runs in the 1990s, he said he never gave up 78 points to a basketball team. It has been a long, long time, but St. Cecilia shot 60% from the field yesterday and beat Sandy Creek 78-65. Minden again losing to Wahoo 59-46. In Class C2, the state championship game will feature Crofton and Homer. That one will tip off at 11 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Crofton beating Aquinas yesterday in the semifinals by a score of 49-36. Homer getting by Hardington Cedar Catholic by a score of 41-39. The consolation game between Aquinas and Hardington Cedar Catholic will go at 2 o'clock today out at Lincoln East. The Class D1 state championship ball game at 4:30 this afternoon will feature Howells and Pender. Howells beating Chambers Wheeler Central yesterday by a score of 40-24. And it was Pender over West Point Central Catholic 58-51. So Howells and Pender will play at 4:30 for the Class D1 state championship. And then the consolation game will be tipping off at noon out at Lincoln East. That'll feature Chambers Wheeler Central and West Point Central Catholic. And finally in D2, we mentioned the Why Not Hayes Springs ball game currently underway at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They're at halftime. It's 27-16. Why Not with a lead there. The third place game will go at noon here at Lincoln Southwest. That will feature Lindsay Holy Family and Brady. Why Not beating Lindsay Holy Family yesterday by a score of 53-44. And it was Hayes Springs beating Brady by a score of 45-40. So I get you got up to date on everything that's going on here in the state high school basketball tournament and what will go on here in the next few hours as we crown six state champions today here in Lincoln. Championship Saturday for the girls state high school basketball tournament. We'll come back, get more on the New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Red Cloud, Hastings, and Beatrice, Nebraska, and Marysville, Kansas.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes!
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at Lincoln Southwest High School, we've got the consolation game in Class C1 here this morning of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, featuring the Minden Whippets and the Sandy Creek Cougars here this morning. Sandy Creek coming in, a record of 22 wins, 2 losses on the season. Sandy Creek is a team that is averaging 67.2 points per ball game on offense. They give up 33.5 on the defensive end, but yielding 78 points to Hastings St. Cecilia yesterday in the semifinals in their loss. Minden is a team that's averaging 67.2 points per ball game on offense. They give up just 35 points per ball game on defense. Minden, a team that likes to throw up the three-pointers from the outside, as they will attempt to knock off Sandy Creek here this morning in the Class C1 consolation ball game here at Lincoln Southwest High School. We'll take one more break. We've got the tip-off just a couple of minutes ahead here at Lincoln Southwest. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring Sure Fresh and Sure Fine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lincoln Southwest High School, you're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Class C1 consolation ball game here this morning between Sandy Creek and Minden. Sandy Creek will go with their same lineup as they went with in the first two ball games here of the state tournament. Again, Sandy Creek opening things up on Thursday night with a big win over Centura. Played pretty well against the Centurions in destroying Centura in the opening round, 73-45. And then yesterday, falling flat on their face defensively, allowing 78 points to Hastings St. Cecilia, allowing the Hawkettes to hit 60% of their field goals in the ball game yesterday and dropped a 78-65 decision to St. Cecilia. So, thus, consolation game honors here for Sandy Creek today. Bailey Morris will get a start for Sandy Creek, a 5'4" senior. Bailey averaging 9.9 points per ball game and 2.7 rebounds per game. She has scored 19 points in the two games so far here in the state tournament. Montana Hendricks is a 5'10" junior. She is averaging 7 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Montana has scored 17 points in the state tourney so far. Ashley Harms is a 5'11" junior. Harms is averaging 14.5 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game, as Ashley has scored 24 points for the Cougars here this week. Carrie Shaw is a 5'10" senior, playing her last game for the Cougars, averaging 10 points and 7.2 rebounds per game. Shaw scored 23 points this week. And then Michaela Shaw is a 5'11" sophomore, averaging 13 points and 6.8 rebounds per game. Shaw is leading the Cougars in scoring this week. She has scored 32 points in the two ball games so far, including 18 in the contest yesterday against Hastings St. Cecilia. Minden will go with their same lineup as they had yesterday. It'll be Mackenzie Miller, a 5'3" senior who's averaging 2 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Brooke Kissinger, a 5'7" freshman who's averaging 19 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Holly Bowers, a 5'9" junior who's averaging 13.5 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Then you've got Jamie Kissinger, a 5'9" freshman, who's averaging 16 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. And then Bailey Moeller is a 5'9" senior who is averaging 5 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze as we get set for basketball action here this morning from the girls' state tournament in Lincoln. Sandy Creek going to be dressed in their road uniforms here this afternoon. They'll be red, trimmed, and lettered in the white. Minden are going to be the home team on the scoreboard. They'll be in their home standing whites, trimmed and lettered, and the purple. Sandy Creek will shoot to our basket to our right. Now we'll see if the girls are focused to play in this consolation game. This is a tough game to play, no doubt about it. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Sandy Creek. Cougars will shoot to our basket to our right here this morning at Lincoln Southwest High School. Basketball underway from the girls' state tournament. On the wing is Montana Henricks. They feed it inside now. That's Shaw with the ball. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Has it knocked loose, and a jump ball is going to be called as she is tied up on the play there by the Minden Whippets. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Minden, so it'll be a turnover on Sandy Creek, and now the Cougars will try to buckle down defensively here in this ball game here this morning. There's a pass to the far side to Jamie Kissinger, and she's called for the traveling violation. So Sandy Creek applying the pressure here in backcourt. Minden brings it right across the 10-second line there, and a traveling violation is called on the Whippets. So each team with a turnover to start things off in their opening possession here this morning. Sandy Creek has got the ball back. Bailey Moores comes across the top now to Ashley Harms. The Montana Henricks wing on the left side. Cross-court pass comes to Moores. Dribble penetration gets the ball inside to Shaw. First shot's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Minden coming back the other way down the left sideline. That's Bauer with the ball. Down in the corner. Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. It is no good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down here by Kissinger. Brings it back on the baseline. And a short jumper is up there and in. Brick Kissinger gets the field goal to go down there for Minden. Back the other way, a shot is up and in by Michaela Shaw. So Shaw scoring there for Sandy Creek, and it's a 2-2 ball game. We're about a minute into the first quarter here from Lincoln Southwest. Down the far sideline is Brick Kissinger, hands the ball away to Miller. Drove a penetration, throws it back out on top. Here's a shot that's going to be no good from three by Jamie Kissinger, and the rebound comes down to Carrie Shaw of Sandy Creek. Shaw trying to get the ball away. Now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt, and Jamie Kissinger, she got into the back of Bailey Morris of Sandy Creek. So Jamie Kissinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul on the Whippets. We are tied up at 2 points apiece. Girls' consolation, Class C1 here this morning from Lincoln Southwest High School. Dribbling with the basketball now for Sandy Creek is going to be Bailey Morris. Goes on the wing to Montana Henricks. Henricks moves it down in the corner on the left side to Kerry Shaw. Shaw looking, comes back out on the wing to Morris, back inside, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring in there for Sandy Creek is going to be Michaela Shaw. So the pass came in from the left wing. Michaela Shaw grabs it, and she's got both field goals so far for Sandy Creek. Cougars are out on top by a score of 4-2. Minden with the ball. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Jamie Kissinger down to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to the opposite corner. Miller has got it now back outside. A three-pointer put up there by Kissinger is going to be no good. Rebound Shaw of Sandy Creek. She loses the ball. It's picked up by Bailey Morris. The ball tipped away, and now there's going to be a foul called back here in backcourt. It's going to go on Minden. A foul is going to be whistled on Mackenzie Miller of the Whippets. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on Minden here in this contest. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Bailey Moore's down the far sideline to Carrie Shaw. She throws the ball away. Trying to get it inside to Michaela Shaw. Threw it way over her head, out of bounds. Second turnover on Sandy Creek in the ballgame. Cougars pushed the 20 turnovers plus yesterday in the contest against Hastings St. Cecilia and lost to the Hawkettes 78-65. They average about 12 turnovers per ballgame. They've got two already this morning. Here's Minden with a basketball down the near sideline. Bauer has got the ball, goes to the far side to Brooke Kissinger. Dribbles inside the free throw circle, hands the ball away now to Bauer. Bauer moves it down to the right side, drops it down low to Jamie Kissinger. Around the screen, Jamie Kissinger down the lane. She goes, left-handed layup, good. Jamie Kissinger gets the field goal for Minden. She's got 2 points. We're tied up at four. Here's a long pass down to four. Montana Henricks on the baseline. Her shot no good. And a rebound ripped out of there by the Minden Whippets. Down with the board is going to be Bailey Moeller. So here come the Whippets now on the attack. Brooke Kissinger dribbles behind her back. Gets around Shaw. Dribbles in down the lane. And now a foul is going to be called. Nice move there right at the 10-second line. And a personal foul is going to be called here of Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Sandy Creek here in the basketball game. So it's going to be Minden playing it in deep in the right corner. Here's a shot up there from the corner. It's going to be no good. A shot taken there by Bauer, and the rebound comes down to Shaw of Sandy Creek. Shaw gets the ball now to Bailey Morris. Hustles into the forecourt, moves it on the wing. Ashley Harms back out to Bailey Morris. Right side, Montana Henricks down to Shaw. Drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. A personal foul will be called here on Minden. And going to the free throw line is going to be Sandy Creek. Stepping the foul line will be Carrie Shaw. Personal foul is going to be called on Moeller of Minden. That's going to be her first. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in for Carrie Shaw. She is now 4 out of 10 from the free throw line here during the state tournament. She's a 52% foul shooter in the season. Now 49 out of 92 from the stripe this year. That's her first point of the ball game. Next shot is up there by Shaw. It's off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger from Minden. So Sandy Creek has got a 5-4 lead here in the girls' consolation game of the girls' state tournament here in Lincoln. Moeller has got the ball, comes over here on the near sideline to Bauer, looking to penetrate. Brings it down low on the block, left side. Bounce pass comes back out to Moeller, back down in the corner. That's Bauer with the ball. One hands it back outside. Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It is loose and is picked up here by Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek. Shaw brings the ball to the near sideline to Bailey Morris. Right-handed dribble. Dribbles inside the free throw circle and now backs it on out of there. Goes to Montana Henricks. A long three ball from the left side is good. Montana Henricks from a different area code. The left sideline scoring there. And Sandy Creek goes out on top by a score of 8-4 here in this first quarter at Lincoln Southwest High School. Here's a Miller with the ball. Comes across the top down to Bauer. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline to Kissinger. Back outside. Here's a pass into the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be deflected into the backcourt all the way down to the end line. It finally goes out of bounds and it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. So the Cougars will play things in down here in backcourt. Carly Satori is coming into the ball game now for Minden. Going out will be Mackenzie Miller. So 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 8-4 is the score. Sandy Creek out on top of Minden. And now we got a traveling violation on Ashley Harms. Inbounds pass came in. It was high. Ashley Harms trying to get it down, and a traveling violation is called in the Cougars. That is the third turnover on Sandy Creek here in this first half at Lincoln Southwest here this morning. Sandy Creek applying the pressure again. Back here in backcourt, Brooke Kissinger will bring things up against Carrie Shaw. Hustles across the 10-second line, and now a double dribble violation is going to be called on Kissinger. Things a little sloppy here early in the girls' consolation ball game. Second turnover on Minden. Sandy Creek has got three. Cougars come back with the ball. They've got an 8-4 lead. Down in the corner is Carrie Shaw with it now. Bailey Morris on the wing. Back down in the corner to Shaw. Holds it high above her head. Shaw comes back out of the wing on the right side to Ashley Harms, to Montana Henricks, now to Bailey Morris. Traveling violation. Bailey with a low ball fake over there on the left sideline was trying to drive the ball in the hole, and a traveling violation is called on Morris and the Cougars. Four turnovers now in Sandy Creek here in the basketball game. Two on Minden. It's an 8-4 contest. Sandy Creek out on top. Down the right sideline is going to be Bauer. Comes out to Kissinger. Kissinger, two-handed pass, goes into the lane there to Moeller. Shot is up and in. Bailey Moeller scoring there for Minden. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Whippets are back to within two. 8-6 to the score. Bailey Morris has the ball tipped away. It's picked up here by Ashley Harms. Takes it to the far sideline. As they get it over there to Carrie Shaw, brings it back now to Bailey Morris down in the corner. Carrie Shaw, lob pass, then to Michaela Shaw. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but a traveling violation is called on Michaela Shaw. Russ Neimeyer just to our left. He just shakes his head. Five turnovers on the Cougars so far here in the basketball game. Five turnovers, 8 points. 8-6, Sandy Creek out on top. 3:03 to play in the first quarter from Lincoln Southwest. Bauer has got the ball now for Minden. Goes to Kissinger down in the corner. Nice pass inside. It's going to be mishandled by Moeller. Picked up now by Bauer. She drives it inside. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Montana Henricks. Montana Henricks for Sandy Creek. Back the other way to Shaw. Michaela drives, shoots, and scores. Michaela Shaw now has 6 points in the ball game, and now Minden wants to call a timeout. Rick Carmosto wants to call a timeout here for the Whippets. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first quarter at Lincoln Southwest. We'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 10, Minden 6.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. This is the Class C1 consolation game between Sandy Creek and Minden. Sandy Creek with a lead over the Dogs by the score of 10-6. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Sandy Creek applying pressure back here, and a personal foul is going to be called on Montana Hendricks. That's going to be the first foul on Hendricks, team foul number 2 on the Cougars. Carly Satoria is coming back out of the ball game now for Minden. Back in there is going to be Mackenzie Miller. So Minden attempting to inbound the ball. They do so. With the basketball is going to be Brooke Kissinger, and she'll bring things up against Carrie Shaw of Sandy Creek. Kissinger hustles across the 10-second line. On the far side now for Minden as they try to set something up. They dump the ball down to Miller, down to the baseline, mishandles the ball. Miller picks it back up, and now a traveling violation on Miller. Third turnover on Minden here in the ballgame as he was trying to get out of company down there on the baseline. Called for shuffling her feet, and now the Whippets will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Sandy Creek will bring the ball up the floor. Bailey Morris on the dribble, a pass down the near sideline to Hendricks. Hendricks sends the ball into the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Back there defensively, knocking the ball out was Jamie Kissinger for Minden. It'll be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket here with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Michaela Shaw has got it, and she's called for the steps. Michaela Shaw called for a traveling violation. That's 6 turnovers now on Sandy Creek, and Russ Neinmeier now wants an explanation about that last call here as he talks to the official down the near sideline. 10-6 is the score. Sandy Creek with a 4-point lead. Minden has got the ball back the other way. Bauer drives it all the way into the lane. Contact made. And we've got a traveling violation called on Bauer. The two officials look at one another. I think one wanted to call a foul. The other one wanted to call traveling. And the traveling violation is going to stand here. So we have had 10 turnovers between the two teams here in the first, 4 or 5 minutes of this ballgame. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. It's 10-6. Sandy Creek has got the lead. There's a Carrie Shaw. She drives it down on the baseline. A pass across the lane left to right. And a shot put up there by Taylor Horst. There's no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Taylor Horst just checked in there for Sandy Creek. And she is fouled in a play here by Brooke Kissinger of Minden. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be Taylor Horst going to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. She has not been to the line so far in the 2 ball games this week in the state tournament. And her first shot up there is going to be off of the rim. No good. She has scored 9 points in the 2 games so far. Had 3 on Thursday in their win over Centura. And she scored 6 yesterday in their loss to Hastings St. Cecilia. So Taylor Horst will have one more here for the Cougars. Her shot is up there, and it's in and out. No good. Halfway down, and Ronald's out of there. So it's still a 10-6 ball game. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Minden has got the ball. Here's a Bauer with it now. Works left to right across the top of the key. Now reverses the ball, gets it to Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger picked up by Shaw, dribbles to the free throw line, hands it away now to Miller. Miller on the wing to Bauer, dribble penetration all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good, and now we got a foul called. Cassandra Choquette in there now for Minden. Got the offensive board. Could not finish at the rim, but now a personal foul is called here on Sandy Creek. Non-shooting situation, so Minden will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Ashley Harms gets hit with her first personal foul. That's the 3rd team foul in the Cougars. Minden plays things in. Bauer turnaround jumper good. Holly Bauer scoring there for Minden. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Cougars now lead by 2 points. Bailey Morris comes over here to Horst, feeds it inside. Michaela Shaw can't handle the pass, and the ball is brought out of there by Jamie Kissinger. 7th turnover now in Sandy Creek. Kissinger down the near sideline, picked up by Bailey Morris. Out on top, long-range jumper for 3. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kissinger. And now we got an offensive rebound again by the Whippets. Kissinger gets the ball back out here in 3-point territory. Brooke behind his screen, dribbles to the free throw line. Comes over here to Kissinger, and the shot is up and in. This is Jamie Kissinger. Brooke had it. Jamie finishes there. A 3-pointer there for Minden. Jamie now with 5 points in the basketball game, and Minden has come back to grab the lead here with Sandy Creek. 11-10 is the score. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter at Lincoln South to us. Michaela Shaw has got the ball left side of the lane. Now a pushing foul from behind. I think that's going to be Bauer. Yep, Bauer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first team foul, number 5, on the Whippets. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Bailey Hansen. And going out is going to be Ashley Harms for head coach Russ Neinmeier. Here comes Carly Satorius back into the ball game now for Minden, replacing Mackenzie Miller. 49.9 seconds to play girls high school basketball from the state tournament. We're in the first quarter, 11-10 is the score. Sandy Creek trailing by a point. Cougars have the ball back in their offensive zone. This is Carrie Shaw. Shaw gets it now to Bailey Morris. Dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over here to Taylor Horst. Now to Morris again. Left wing to Bailey Hansen, who's into the ball game. Comes back out to Morris. Works it inside to Michaela Shaw. A traveling violation is called on Shaw. 8 turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the first quarter. They averaged 12 per ball game during the regular season. And the Cougars are up, are down by 1 point now. 11-10 is the score. Here comes Bauer back with the basketball now from Minden. She brings it back to the center of the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line out here to Jamie Kissinger. Shot for 3 is going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down by Kerry Shaw of Sandy Creek. Shaw down the far sideline. 16 seconds to play. Gets into the hands of Bailey Morse. Dribbles to the top of the key. Will set things up now. There's a feed over on the left side to a Bailey Hansen. Back out to Morris for 3. Shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Tip try. No good. Ball is loose. Picked up by Michaela Shaw. Her shot no good, and she's fouled into play. With 2.8 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, Minden commits the personal foul. That's going to send Shaw to the free throw line. Bauer picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Michaela Shaw to the stripe here for Sandy Creek. She's got 6 points already here in the first quarter, and she cans her first free throw. So Michaela Shaw, who has scored 14 and 18 points in the two ball games thus far, has already got 7 on the board this afternoon. She is now 7 out of 12 from the free throw line this season, or actually from the free throw line during the state tournament. She was 54 out of 84 during the regular season for Sandy Creek, a 64% foul shooter. We're tied up at 11. Here comes the next shot. It's good, so she hits a pair of free throws, and the Cougars go back on top, 12 to 11. Into the ball game now, Brianna Bailey. Coming out will be Shaw. So it's 12 to 11, Sandy Creek with a one-point lead. Sartorius will inbound the ball now for the Minden Whippets as they get it into Brooke Kissinger. Brings it back to Sartorius, and it'll get a shot away here at the end of the first quarter. So the first quarter in the books here in the girls' consolation game in Class C1. The score is Sandy Creek 12 and Minden 11.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill at Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 Northeast Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Sandy Creek inbounds the ball, and a foul is going to be called on the Moeller, so it's going to be Sandy Creek going to the free throw line, and hitting the free throw is Kerry Shaw. Shaw is now 2 out of 3 from the stripe so far this morning. That's their only 2 points in the ball game. And Sandy Creek now out on top by 2, 13 to 11. Here comes the second shot. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Minden. Moeller got the rebound there for the Whippets. And she gets it away now into the forecourt to Brooke Kissinger. Works against Kerry Shaw. Stops out here. Goes down to Moeller. Moeller brings it back to Kissinger out here. Picked up by Kerry again. About 35 feet away from the basket. Here's the ball. It's going to be tipped away by Michaela Shaw. A foul is going to be called. Michaela Shaw tipping the ball loose there for Sandy Creek. Picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That is the second personal foul in Shaw. Team foul number 4 on the Cougars, so no free throws here. Minden will play the ball in. They go into the backcourt to Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger dribbling with the ball out here behind his screen, trying to get away. Sandy Creek attacking completely away from the basket here this morning. Trying to turn up the heat defensively. Their defense really faltered them yesterday. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Michaela Shaw, and she throws the ball away. Michaela Shaw got the deflected pass there and then threw the basketball away for Sandy Creek. She was trying to find Kerry Shaw. Threw it way too far. 9 turnovers now on Sandy Creek in the ball game. Michaela Shaw checks out. Coming into the ball game now for Russ Neinmeyer will be Bailey Hansen. Down to the scorer's table. Bauer is going to check back in here for Minden. And going out is going to be Choquette. This is the Class C1 consolation game today on Championship Saturday in Lincoln. 6 state champions will be crowned down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center First one is already underway. They're in the fourth quarter now. Wynot is out on top of Hayes Springs by the score of 40-27 with about 4 minutes to play in that basketball game. Brooke Kissinger with the ball now for Minden, dribbling with it on the far sideline. Hands it away to Carly Satorius. Jump pass comes over here to Bauer. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Moves it down to the baseline out of Muller, who mishandles the pass. It's picked up now by Kissinger. She drives to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. A foul going to be called here on Sandy Creek. Bailey Morris, I think, is the guilty party. That's the case. Morris picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Cougars. And going to the free throw line will be Jamie Kissinger from Minden. She's got 5 points already in the ball game. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Kissinger has scored 15 points and 15 points in the two ball games thus far. Minden beating Gordon Rushville on Thursday in the opening round and then losing to Wahoo yesterday in the semifinals by 13 points. Mackenzie Miller comes back into the ball game now for Rick Carmosta and the Minden Whippets. Here comes the second shot. It is up there. It is good. So Jamie hits 1 out of 2 free throws. And Sandy Creek has now got a 1-point lead, 13-12 over the Whippets. Bailey Morris with the ball to Montana Hendricks. Montana brings it back to Bailey Morris here on the wing on the right side to Hendricks. Back to Bailey Morris down in the corner. Long-range jumper for Hanson. Good three-pointer. Bailey Hanson throws up a three from the deep right corner, and Sandy Creek has now got a 16-12 advantage over Minden. Biggest lead of the contest now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Now we got a traveling violation called here on Brooke Kissinger. Moving the ball down the right sideline, and Minden turns it away for the fifth time here this morning. Both of these teams not playing at nearly the level we saw them yesterday in the contest at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in the semifinals. Here's Sandy Creek with ball in their offensive zone again. Bailey Morris comes out to a Montana Hendricks. Now to Ashley Harms. She drives into the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Ashley Harms scoring there for Sandy Creek. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Cougars are now out on top by a score of 18-12 here in this one. Minden comes back with the basketball, back in their zone. Bauer drives the baseline, has to get rid of it. Comes out to Jamie Kissinger, shot for three, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up there, left-handed shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, jump ball is called now as Ashley Harms ties up Jamie Kissinger, who was following her shot there. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Whippets, so Minden will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They're trailing in the ball game by 6, 18-12. Pass comes out here in the three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called on Muller. She was fighting with Bailey Hanson as the pass came out here into three-point territory. They were fighting for the ball, and a foul is going to be called on the Dogs. So Muller gets hit with her third personal foul here in the ball game. She's going to have to check out. Here comes Cassandra Choquette back into the contest for Minden. And going to the free-throw line for Sandy Creek will be Bailey Hanson. Hit a three-pointer just a few seconds ago. Now she steps to the free-throw line for the first time today, and her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Dances around, and now we've got a jump ball called on the rebound as Shaw is tied up on the play by Choquette. Arrow pointing in favor of Minden, so the Whippets will play things in, or will they? The officials looking as they come to the scorer's table, and they're going to give the ball to Sandy Creek. So Sandy Creek will play things in underneath their own basket with 5:58 to go here in the first half. They play it into Shaw. She drives it down the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Choquette. Choquette has got the ball for the Whippets to the far sideline to Jamie Kissinger. Hustles into the forecourt, comes across the top to Brooke Kissinger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Bottom for the rebound. Choquette grabs it. Out here to Miller. Her shot from 10 won't go, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Kerry Shaw with the ball for the Cougars. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone to Bailey Morris. Moves it over on the wing. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Miller. Gets the ball ahead now to Kissinger. She drives, and she can be fouled in the play. 10 turnovers on Sandy Creek so far here in this basketball game. Minden gets the interception on the pass, and now they draw the personal foul at the other end. The foul is going to go on Morris of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Minden will be Brooke Kissinger. Couple of points so far in the ball game. She has scored 15 and 5 points in the two ball games thus far for the Whippets down here at the state tournament. First free throw of the afternoon is up there. It's going to be no good. Brooke Kissinger averaging 19.3 points per ball game so far this season. Had 15 in the ball game against Gordon Rushville on Thursday and had just 5 yesterday in their loss to Wahoo. She's got 2 points so far this afternoon on a field goal. She'll have one more free throw here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there. It's good. So Kissinger now with 3. The Sandy Creek lead is 5 points at 18-13. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half from Lincoln Southwest. There's another turnover on Sandy Creek. Montana Hendricks on the near sideline throws it directly across court, way over the head of Ashley Harms, into the second row of the bleachers. That is 11 turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the first half. They averaged 12 in the season. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. Sandy Creek will take a break. The Cougars 18 and the Whippets 13.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Red Cloud, Hastings, and Beatrice, Nebraska, and Marysville, Kansas.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, as you see, many a times in a consolation game, players just not as sharp as they would have been, or they had been, like we saw them yesterday at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in the semifinals, and that's certainly the case here this morning in this girls' consolation game, but they're still fighting out there. We're in the second quarter, 18-13 is the score. Sandy Creek with a five-point lead. Bombs away for three. Here's Kissinger. His shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Tip to the near side, picked up by Bauer. Her shot is up there, way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. That's going to be Kerry Shaw dribbling with the ball now for the Cougars. To Montana Hendricks. Hendricks, alley-oop down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Horst. It's up and in. Taylor Horst throws up a three ball from the left corner. And Sandy Creek has built an eight-point lead now over Minden. It is 21-13. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first half from Lincoln Southwest. There's a nice pass to Miller. She won't go up for a shot. Instead goes to the free throw line, and the shot is up and in. Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger throws up a free throw line jumper. She has now got 8 points in the ball game, and the Sandy Creek lead is now 6 at 21-15. Here's the Cougars with the ball. Montana Hendricks for three. That shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Bauer. Bauer on the dribble back the other way now for the Minden Whippets. Comes to the near sideline to Jamie Kissinger. She holds it over here. Free throw line extended. Comes out now between the rings to Bauer. She works against the Taylor Horst. Now a bounce pass to the right side. Down in the corner goes to Mackenzie Miller. Miller back outside to Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Long range jumper there by Brooke Kissinger. She has now got 6 points in the ball game, and bam, just like that, the Cougars back within 3 points. 21-18. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's Hansen from the deep right corner. Her shot for three is off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger from Minden. Kissinger takes up the right sideline, gets the ball ahead to Brooke Kissinger. 4-3, the shot is up there, and it's no good, but it wouldn't count anyway. It's a traveling violation called on Kissinger as she received the pass and was getting ready to set for the shot. She's called for shuffling her feet. Six turnovers now in the Whippets in the ball game. The Cougars have 11. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 21-18 is the score. Sandy Creek has got a three-point lead. There's a pass down in the corner again. Well, there's going to be Ashley Harms as they work the ball back inside down low, and a foul is going to be called. They work it down to Michaela Shaw just left of the basket down there. And a foul is going to be called here on Minden. It's going to go on Kissinger. This is Jamie Kissinger. That's going to be her second. Michaela Shaw to the free throw line. Her shot up there, and it's rums off, no good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line this afternoon. 8 out of 14 for the state tournament. In a 64% foul shooter, she averages 13 points per ball game. Her second shot is up there. It rims off as well. And the rebound comes down to Kissinger now from Minden. Right-handed dribble gets it to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke dribbles it to the wing on the right side, hands the ball away to Miller. The ball pops loose. It's picked up by Kissinger. Kissinger brings it back to Jamie Kissinger. There's a pass down low. It's going to be deflected away from Monica Peitz, who's into the ball game for the first time. Here's Bauer now. And we got a foul going to be called here on the left side. A lot of contact over here. And finally, a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Harms. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Cougars. So this will be a 1-1 situation now. Monica Petz going to the free throw line for Minden. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the bonus here. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek's Ashley Harms. There's Montana Hendricks now for the Cougars. The Bailey Morris. Ashley Harms, dribble penetration down the lane. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being slapped around. And it's picked up here by Bauer. Bauer down the right sideline. Here come the Minden Whippets now with the ball. Under 3 minutes to play. Kissinger for three. Shots. An air ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So Brooke Kissinger throws up the three ball from the top of the key there. That would not go, and Sandy Creek will come back the other direction. 21-18 is the score. Cougars have a three-point lead. Here's Bailey Morris, and she's called for the traveling violation. Russ Neinmeier again just shaking his head to our left. 12 turnovers from the Cougars. That matches their season average. 21-18, Minden can tie here with a three-point field goal. Driving to the hole is going to be Bauer. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek. Now to Bailey Morris. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Switches hands, drives it all the way to the basket. And contact made, foul called. And Bailey Morris now goes to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. The foul is going to go on Monica Petz of Minden. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 10 on the Whippets here in the first half. So this will be a two-shot situation for the Cougars the rest of the way. Bailey Morris in the free throw line, and her shot is up there and in. Morris now 7 out of 12 on free throws here during the state tournament. That's her first point of the ball game here this morning. Sandy Creek out on top by 4 now, 22-18. Second shot is up there. It is good. Coming to the ball game now for Minden will be Carly Satorius, and going out will be Mackenzie Miller. So 23-18, Sandy Creek with a five-point lead. Also checking in for Minden, Cassandra Choquette. And coming out will be Monica Petz. Minden will play things in here in backcourt. Sandy Creek attacking back here. They try to play it in. The ball slapped back out of bounds there by Shaw. Under a minute to play in the Class D2 state championship game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Why not is leading Hayes Springs 43-31. 23-18 here. Sandy Creek leading by 5 in the girls' consolation game in Class C1. Bauer has got the ball now to Carly Satorius. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. Kissinger, her shot from 15, won't go. Long rebound picked up by Choquette. Contact made, foul called. Choquette grabs the offensive board there for the Whippets. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Kerry Shaw of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line is going to be Minden here with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in this second quarter. Cassandra Choquette to the free throw line, and her shot is up and in. She has scored 2 points so far in the state tournament. Now is in the contest against Gordon Rushville back on Thursday. Did not score yesterday in their loss to Wahoo. Here comes the next shot by Choquette. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is off of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek's Ashley Harms. Here come the Cougars back the other way. They've got a four-point lead, 23-19. Montana Hendricks out on the wing now. Ashley Harms dribbling to the hole, and a traveling violation is called on Harms. Grabs the ball and was heading to the basket, and she's called for the traveling violation. That is 13 turnovers now on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. 13 turnovers and 23 points. A minute and 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Bringing the ball down the right sideline is going to be Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger dribbling out here against Kerry Shaw, trying to get away. Brooke still with the ball on the dribble. There's a feed down in the corner. Bauer has got it. She drives to the hole, and she is called for the steps. McKenzie, or rather, Michaela Shaw got her hands in there for Sandy Creek. But a traveling violation is called on Minden. That's their seventh turnover of the contest. So Sandy Creek gets the ball back here with a minute and 37 seconds to play. Bailey Morris, entry pass to get it inside to Shaw. Double team. Now throws it down to the baseline. A short jumper is up there and in. Ashley Harms hits the short jumper after they collapse on Shaw inside. That's a couple of field goals now for Ashley Harms in the ball game. She's got 4 points. Here's a Kissinger for three. Her shot is off of the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by the Minden Whippets. Jamie Kissinger was the last to touch it as she was battling Shaw for the loose ball there. A minute and 15 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. Sandy Creek out on top by 6, 25-19, looking to extend their lead right here. And here's a lob pass in the lane. We got a foul called. It's going to be a shove off there on Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her third foul. So Michaela Shaw's in some foul trouble now for Russ Neinmeier and the Cougars. She's going to have to check out for the rest of the half. A shove off inside as the Cougars are sending the pass in there. Shaw picks up her third. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Bailey Hansen. So it's 25-19. Sandy Creek is got the lead here, but Minden with the ball. Satoria sends the ball inside to Bauer. Her shot no good, and she is hacked on the arm by Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek, and that's going to be the third foul now on Ashley Harms. So some big guns there for the Cougars now in some foul trouble. Ashley Harms with three. Michaela Shaw with three. Bauer goes to the free throw line now for Minden. She's got 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. She'll have two free throws, and the first one is up and in. Down to the scores table and checking in will be Taylor Horst now for Sandy Creek. Coming out will be Harms with three personal fouls. 25-20, Sandy Creek has got a five-point lead, but they've got two of their starters now in foul trouble. Bauer will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Bauer hits a couple of free throws, and it's now 25-21. The Cougars with a four-point lead. Fontana Hendricks with the ball now for Sandy Creek. The Bailey Morris on the wing. Right side, cross-court pass goes over on the left wing. A shot taken there by Bailey Hansen. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Morris. Dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Dribbles to the free-throw line. Over to a Bailey Hansen. Now he gets back around to the right side. Taylor Horse for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebounded by Sandy Creek. Kerry Shaw's shot no good, and she's hammered down there. Kerry Shaw picks it up on the hop in the lane. Goes up for the shot, and she is hammered on the play. And she'll go to the free-throw line now to shoot two. 30.6 seconds to play. In the second quarter, Cassandra Choquette picks up the foul for Minden. That's going to be her first. To the free throw line will be Shaw. Her shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Shaw is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line today. She has not hit a field goal thus far. 30.6 seconds to play. Sandy Creek leading by 4 points in a ragged basketball game here this morning. 25-21. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Choquette. Choquette gets the ball now to Brooke Kissinger. Right-handed dribble across the timeline again. Kerry Shaw right in her grill defensively. Over here to Bauer in three-point territory. Sends it back across the top to Choquette. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops on the baseline. In trouble. Dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Taylor Horst. The eighth turnover now in Minden. Horst gets the ball to Bailey Morris. He drives it down the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. Good. Bailey Morris scores there with 3 seconds to play. Minden inbounds the ball to Bauer. Her shot from half court is going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play here this morning in Lincoln Southwest in the Class T1 consolation ball game here this morning. The score at halftime is Sandy Creek 27, Minden 21. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480, ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI, CPI.
If you want the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs. And now you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. You heard it right, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Ellen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Ellen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings, Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Lincoln Southwest High School. Here this morning on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. This has been anything but perfect here today between Sandy Creek and Minden playing in this consolation ball game after both suffering some losses yesterday here at the state tournament, which you might expect out of a consolation game. Sandy Creek jumped out to an 8-4 lead in the first quarter. Minden came back to grab the lead for the first time at 11-10. Sandy Creek reclaims the lead at the end of one by the score of 12-11. Cougars open up an 8-point lead in the second half at 21-13, but a lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls in this first half, And Minden is back within 6 points here at halftime. The score is 27-21. The Class D2 state championship has been decided, and Why Not has beaten Hayes Springs today down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, winning by the score of 45-33. So Why Not takes the first of six state championships at the Sports Center today in Class D2, winning over Hayes Springs by the score of 45-33. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half of this girls' consolation ball game at Lincoln Southwest as the halftime show continues after this.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here today. On the Breeze, Class C1 consolation ball game of the Girls State High School basketball tournament. And the score is Sandy Creek out on top of Minden by a score of 27-21. Scoring in the first half, Jamie Kissinger leading the way thus far for the Whippets. She has got 8 points in the basketball game. Kissinger knocked down 1 3-point field goal. She's got a couple of 2-point goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Kissinger with 8 points. Brooke Kissinger has got 6. She's got a 2-point field goal and a 3-pointer, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Jamie Kissinger with 8. Brooke Kissinger has got 6. The other scorers for the Whippets, Holly Bauer has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points here in the basketball game. Bailey Muller has got a field goal and 2 points. And Cassandra Choquette, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Minden, 5 out of 9 from the stripe in the first half of play, and unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Sandy Creek being led by Michaela Shaw. She has got 8 points in the contest. She has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, but she's also got 3 personal fouls. Other scores for Sandy Creek: Ashley Harms has got 2 field goals and 4 points. She has got 3 personal fouls here in the first half. Bailey Morris has got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Other scores: we see Montana Hendricks has got a 3-pointer for her only points in the ball game. Taylor Horse has knocked down a tray, and she is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Bailey Hansen has knocked down a 3-pointer, and she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3 points. Sandy Creek, 6 out of 14 from the stripe here in the first half of play, but they have been hurt by turnovers. The Cougars already with 13 turnovers in the ball game. They averaged 12 on the season. So Sandy Creek has got the lead here over the Minden Whippets at halftime. The score is 27-21. We'll get you up to date on the state tournament as our Allen's Halftime Show continues after this.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the fresh side grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney. Proud supporter of all high school sports.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th. To improve our hospital and secure our health care, the need is now. So vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at Lincoln Southwest here this morning in the consolation game in Class C1. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Minden. The score is 27-21. The first state championship has been decided. That was in Class D2 just a few minutes ago at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Why Not wins the title, their second championship in the school's history. They also won the title back in 2005. Why Not beating Hayes Springs today by a score of 42-33. The next game will be in Class C2. That one's scheduled to tip off at 11 o'clock this morning. Crofton taking on Homer. A reminder, we've got all six state championship games today on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS in Hastings and 1460 KXPN in Kearney. The other state title games on tap for today. Class A will go at 1 o'clock this afternoon. A battle of Bellevue. Bellevue East, Bellevue West. And again, that one tipping off at 1 o'clock this morning down at the Sports Center. Class B will go at 6:30 tonight. Seward looking for their third consecutive state title as they take on Elkhorn tonight. The Blue Jays trying to win their 75th game in a row here this evening. The Class C2, actually the Class C1 state championship game will go at 8:30 tonight. The final game, Wahoo against Hastings St. Cecilia. And elsewhere down in Lincoln today at the Sports Center, we got the 4:30 ball game, the Class D1 state championship game between Howells and Pender. We've got the second half coming up here between Sandy Creek and Minden. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to high school basketball this morning on The Breeze.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Minden will have the opening possession here in the third quarter. We'll shoot to our basket to our right. Second half is underway. Nice pass going to the basket. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Mackenzie Miller misses the driving layup, and now we got a jump ball and a rebound. Well, that was a nicely executed play there by Minden, but Miller could not finish at the rim. She misses a driving layup. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. So the Cougars will have it back Here's a Bailey Morris with the ball. Moves it out in the corner to Carrie Shaw. They get it inside to Michaela Shaw. Her pass across the lane deflected. Shaw picks it back up. Her shot is up there and in. Not the way you draw it up, but Michaela Shaw gets the field goal. She will play here in the third quarter despite three personal fouls. Also, Ashley Harms into the ballgame for Sandy Creek. She'll start here with three personal fouls. Cougars out to a 8-point lead now at 29-21. Early in the third quarter here at Lincoln Southwest High School. Bauer with the ball. Three-pointer from the corner. Shot good. Bauer knocks down her first three-pointer of the ball game here this morning. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Minden back to within five. It's 29-24. Cougars back with the ball here. Bailey Morris, bounce pass goes to the right sideline. Montana Hendricks to Bailey Morris. Now to Ashley Harms, 4-3. Her shot good. Ashley Harms just to the left of the lane scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and maybe the intensity and the pace of this baby will pick up here in the second half. 32-24, the Cougars leading by eight. Here's a long-range jumper for three. It's good. Jamie Kissinger throws down a tray from the far sideline. She's now got 11 points in the contest. And just like that, Minden is within 2 points, 32-30. Down in the right corner now for Sandy Creek with the ball is Montana Hendricks. The Bailey Morris comes over to Ashley Harms. The Bailey top of the key. Down the wing is Ashley Harms. Her pass is deflected. It is loose. It is picked up by Shaw. Shaw double-teamed down here in the corner. Bounce pass back inside the free throw circle to Michaela Shaw, to Bailey Morris, and now the Cougars will reset the offense here. It should be 32-27. 32-27 is the corrected score up on the scoreboard. Sandy Creek with a 5-point lead. There's a shot from the right corner. It's going to be no good by Hendricks. Offensive rebound, Harms. Follow shot, good. Ashley Harms gets the offensive board and the putback. She has got 9 points in the ball game, and Sandy Creek has got a 7-point lead now at 34-27. We're about a minute into the fourth quarter, actually the third quarter here at Lincoln Southwest. There's an entry pass to get it inside to Jamie Kissinger. She loses control of the ball out of bounds. Nice pass to Jamie. She was working right in front of the hole there and loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be 9 turnovers on Minden here in the ballgame. Sandy Creek comes back the other direction. 5:50 to play in the third. Sandy Creek 34, Minden 27. Driving down the lane is Bailey Morris. Her shot no good. Rebound Shaw, and she's hacked on the arm. Michaela Shaw right there with another offensive rebound for Sandy Creek. Tries to put the ball down to the hole, and she is fouled into play here by Bauer of Minden. That's going to be her third. So she becomes the first Whippet to hit foul trouble here this afternoon. Sandy Creek with a couple of starters already with three personal fouls. Michaela Shaw to the stripe here for Sandy Creek, and her shot is up there. It's good. She is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in this ball game this afternoon. She is 9 out of 17 for the state tournament. 35-27. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So Shaw now with 12 points in the basketball game, and Sandy Creek is out to a 9-point lead. It is 36-27 here in the third quarter. Here's a Kissinger with the ball for Minden. Goes down to the left baseline. A shot by Jamie Kissinger is up and in. Brooke gets the assist. Jamie Kissinger gets the field goal from the short left baseline. She's got 13 points in the ball game. Here's a Sandy Creek back on the attack. Shaw has got it. This is Kerry Shaw in the lane. Nearly traveled with the ball, but finally gets it away to Ashley Harms. Back out here to Bailey Morris. 36-29, the Cougars leading by 7 points. Sandy Creek with the ball. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Montana Hendricks back out to Morris for three. Shot good. Bailey Morris now with 7 points in the ball game. Now the team's starting to warm up here, getting into the swing of things. So a Saturday morning consolation ball game. 5 minutes to play. Here's a Bauer. Kicks it back out. Brooke Kissinger wide open for three. Takes a shot on top of the left side. No good. Montana Hendricks grabs the rebound for Sandy Creek. Down the right sideline. They get it to Bailey Morris. Back into the center of the floor. Bailey's pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Carrie Shaw. Bounce pass back out to Morris. Down in the corner. That's Ashley Harms. Back out to Morris. Top of the key. Down in the right corner now to Hendricks for three. Shot good. Montana Hendricks throws up a, they're going to say her foot was on the line, so a long two-point field goal there by Montana Hendricks. 41-29, and now Rick Carmosa wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. We've got a timeout. Sandy Creek 41, Minden 29.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 4:27 to play here in the third quarter. Sandy Creek has opened up a 41-29 advantage now over the Minden Whippets. Rick Carmosta calling the timeout for the Whippets, trying to get his troops settled down here. Here's the pass that's going to be deflected and intercepted. Intercepted by Bailey Morris, coming back the other way, drives the ball to the horn. Her shot is up and in. Bailey Morris takes the ball and goes coast to coast there for Sandy Creek. She has now got 9 points in the ball game, and the Cougars out to a 43-29 advantage here over Minden in the third quarter. Right sideline, Brooke Kissinger has got the ball now from Minden, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory to Bauer, drives it down the left side, the laner shot is up and in. Holly Bauer is scoring there from Minden. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Whippets back to within a dozen. It is 43-31 with 3:47 to play. Bailey Morris down in the left corner. Here's a shot by Harms up there, rims off, no good. Ball picked up on the hop in the lane here by a Muller now for Minden. Gets it into the hands of Brooke Kissinger, hustles into the forecourt. Jamie Kissinger now down in the baseline, driving, contact made, no foul called. Back out to Jamie. Here's a shot from the short baseline left side. It's going to be no good. Picks it back up, gets it out here to Miller. They work it back around to the wing on the left side to Bauer. Sandy Creek in a man-to-man defense. Bauer comes over here to Brooke Kissinger. Now to Jamie Kissinger on the left sideline. A long-range jumper is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Right into the hands there of Ashley Harms. Here come the Cougars down the right sideline. Bailey Morris penetrates down the lane to the basket. She goes. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. That ball went deflecting off of the hands of Jamie Kissinger. Right back into the hands of Bailey Morris, who puts it down through the hole. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek leading by 14 points. And now we've got a turnover here on Minden as they lose the ball out of bounds. Minden now with 10 turnovers in the ball game. Sandy Creek has opened up a 14-point lead over the Minden Whippets. Now we have got a whistle here, and it's going to be, let's see, it looks like Jamie Kissinger may have some blood coming from her elbow, and she's going to have to check out of the ball game here for Minden. Is she going to receive some medical attention? We got a brief timeout here, 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Checking in the ball game is going to be Cassandra Choquette. So Kissinger is on the sideline now with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Carrie Shaw works the ball inside to Michaela Shaw. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound, and she can be fouled in the play. Michaela Shaw misses one right there. And a foul is going to go on the Whippets. So Michaela Shaw will go to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. So far, she has got 12 points in the basketball game. She eyes the bucket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll have one more. It's now a 46-31 advantage in favor of Sandy Creek. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Cougars. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Michaela Shaw. So it's now 47-31. A good third quarter here for Sandy Creek. Minden comes back with the basketball down the near sideline. Sartorius has got the ball now. Carly Sartorius comes across the top. Pass was high, but Muller brings her back down. Here's Bauer driving down the right side of the lane. The ball tipped away. It is loose again. Bailey Morris goes after it for Sandy Creek. It's into the backcourt. Morris picks it up. She drives into the hole, and she is going to be fouled in the play. Morris all over the place here defensively for Sandy Creek in the third quarter. And now she goes to the free throw line after being fouled in a play by Brooke Kissinger of Minden. That's going to be the second foul on Brooke. That's going to be team foul number three on the Whippets. Going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Bailey Morris, and her shot is up and in. Morris now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She is 9 out of 14 for the state tournament. Kissinger comes back into the ball game now for Minden. Here comes a second shot by Morris at the free throw line. It dances off of the right side, no good. So Sandy Creek has got their biggest lead of the ball game. It is 48-31 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Sandy Creek on defense now, man-to-man defense. Carly Sartorius has got the ball, moves it down to the baseline to Choquette. She drives, shoots, and scores for the right corner down the baseline toward the hole, and she scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Choquette. Back the other way, here's a shot taken by Hendricks. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Minden. Whippets have the ball now with a minute and 49 seconds to play here in the third. Satorius with the ball now for the Whippets. Holds it on a deep wing. On the right side, entry pass deflected away from Kissinger, but a foul is going to be called. Nice pass from Satorius. Deflected away there from Kissinger, and a foul is going to be called here on Montana Hendricks of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Cougars here in the second half of play. Obviously, no free throws here, so Minden will play things in. They get it to Bauer. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, but it's picked up by Kissinger. Bauer gets it back, trying to drive it. Can't do it. Carly Satorius with the ball now. Back outside to Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles behind her, back against Shaw. Still can't put up a shot out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the right on her dribble. Shaw now right in her face defensively. Kissinger gets away. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner on the left side to Bauer. She drives, double team, goes up with a shot, misses. Rebound is loose and is brought down by Choquette. Back outside to Kissinger for three. Her shot is no good. Rebound Choquette again. Falls down with the ball in the lane. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. So Choquette coming down with a couple of offensive boards there. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Minden. So the Whippets will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here with a minute and 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. Minden trailing now by 15 points. And we're going to have a foul called offensively now on the Whippets. A foul will go here on Minden before they even inbounded the ball out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Choquette. That's going to be her second. So Cassandra Choquette gets hit with her second personal foul. Sandy Creek will come back with a 15-point lead, a minute to play here in the third quarter. On the wing is Michaela Shaw. Out to Ashley Harms, top of the key to Bailey Morris here on the left wing. Bailey holds the ball, comes back out to Shaw. Shaw dribbles down the right side of the lane, stops in, pops. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Ashley Harms had it, and she signed up on the play. Arrow playing in favor of the Cougars, so Sandy Creek will play it in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket, 46.4 seconds to play. Ashley Harms looking to inbound, does so. They get it to Carrie Shaw, and she's hammered on the play. Carrie just to the right of the basket. Brother Michaela Shaw just to the right of the basket grabs. Nope, I was right the first time. Carrie Shaw goes to the free throw line, and she is fouled in the play. The fifth team foul on Minden here in the second half. Jamie Kissinger is the guilty party. That's going to be her third. Shot from the free throw line by Shaw is up and in. She is now 3 out of 7 from the free throw line today. All of her points have come from the stripe. 49-33. Sandy Creek led it 27-21. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Shaw. The rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. So Minden has got the ball. Here comes Brooke Kissinger now. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Throws it on the wing and the left side to Holly Bauer. Bauer dribbling with it, sends it back to the right side. Driving down the right side of the lane is Choquette. Down to the baseline, comes back out to Bauer. Top of the key to Kissinger. Nice pass inside again to Choquette, and she's fouling the play. Brooke Kissinger at the top of the key. Rifles a pass down the lane there, and finally Cassandra Choquette is fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line after being hammered by Montana Hendricks. That's the third foul now on Montana Hendricks. To the free throw line, Choquette, and her shot is up and in. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line so far this morning. She's got 4 points in the ball game. You're listening to the girls' consolation game from the girls' state tournament in Class C1 on KLIQ-FM, Hastings. Here comes the next shot by Choquette. It's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Left side of the lane. It's loose and it's picked up by Choquette. Comes back out to Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Shaw. Carrie Shaw has got it now for Sandy Creek. Double teamed here in backcourt to Bailey Morris. Morris in the center of the floor brings it into the offensive scoring zone. 49-34, Sandy Creek with a 15-point lead. Right sideline, Bailey Hansen hammers it down, though. There's Shaw. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled. Carrie Shaw gets the field goal to go down and went around the rim twice and fell down through the hole. Now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. The Cougars now leading 49-34. Personal foul is going to go on Miller. That's going to be her second. So Carrie Shaw to the stripe. She is 3 out of 8 so far this morning. 5 points in the ball game, and her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger from Minden. Gets it ahead to Brooke Kissinger, 4-3. Shot is up there, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. It was a good one for the Sandy Creek Cougars, and Sandy Creek has got a lead after three. It's Sandy Creek 51, Minden 34.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do.
First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So we head to the fourth and final quarter here. It's 51-34. Sandy Creek has built a 17-point lead as they outscored Minden in that quarter, 24-13. So Minden has got the ball to begin this fourth quarter. They got some ground to make up, and that's a nice way to do it right there with a three ball thrown up by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger now with 16 points in the ball game for the Whippets. It's now 51-37. Sandy Creek with the lead in the basketball. Bailey Morris back here. Bailey comes on the wing on the left side, deflected away from Ashley Harms. Ashley picks it back up. Now to Morris. Retreats back out here in the three-point territory with Mackenzie Miller right out there defensively. Morris gets away, drives it down the lane, tries to shovel it away to Harms. Harms mishandles the ball, and now Russ Neinmeier wants to call a timeout. Russ Neinmeier wants to call a timeout here. 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the basketball game. Timeout, Sandy Creek 51, Minden 37.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here's Sandy Creek on the wing. Montana Henricks throws the ball into the lane. It's going to be picked off. Another turnover on the Cougars. That's number 14 for them. Minden has got the ball. Back the other way. Mackenzie Miller has got it down the wing on the right side. Hands away down to Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger brings it back to Miller. He dribbles out here in the three-point territory. A pass goes over there to a Jamie Kissinger. Brings it back to Bauer. Dribble penetration. Hits for the basket. A shot good, and it's traveling violation. Minden wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Bauer is called for the steps. That's 11 turnovers now on the Whippets, as she took that one right to the hole. Nice move there, but a traveling violation is called on Bauer. Sandy Creek with a lead, leading by 14, 51-37. Here come the Cougars back with the basketball. Right sideline, Montana Henricks, and she is going to be drawing the personal foul here on Bauer. So Holly Bauer just picked up her fourth personal foul now for Rick Carmosta and the Minden Whippets. And going to the free throw line will be Henricks for Sandy Creek. She has got 5 points in the basketball game, a 3 and a 2. Has not been to the line so far today. And her first free throw is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. That was the first miss for Henricks in the state tournament from the free throw line. She's now 3 out of 4 from the stripe. 51-37, Sandy Creek leading by 14. Here's a pass deflected away from Bauer, but it's picked up by Kissinger. Now to Brooke Kissinger. Brings it now to Miller. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Back out to Brooke Kissinger. Two-handed pass to Jamie in the lane. Nice pass down to the baseline and shot up and in. That's a Moeller getting the field goal there. She's now got 4 points in the basketball game. 51-39. Sandy Creek leading by a dozen here in this fourth quarter of play. Michaela Shaw outside down to Ashley Harms, to Bailey Morris, down to Montana Henricks on the baseline. Shot no good, and we got a foul call on the rebound. Shocked him ripping out of there with a rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Shaw. Michaela Shaw just picked up his fourth. So Michaela Shaw now with 4. Ashley Harms with 3. Montana Henricks with 3 for Sandy Creek. Moeller has got 3 personal fouls for Minden. Bauer has got 4. Non-shooting situation. That's only the third team foul in Sandy Creek here in the second half of play. So it'll be Minden bringing the ball back, trailing by 12 points at 51-39. Here's another personal foul. And that's going to go, I think, on, well, let's see, Shaw was there. And it's going to be a foul on Shaw. So Michaela Shaw commits her fourth and fifth personal fouls before Russ could get her out of there. 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ball game, and now Michaela Shaw goes to the bench here for the Cougars. She leads with 14 points. She's leading Sandy Creek in scoring here in this ball game, and now she is out of the contest with 5:58 to play in the fourth quarter. That was a big foul there. Just a reach-in foul on Michaela Shaw. So Minden has got the ball here. Now the Whippets throw the ball into the backcourt. The scramble is on. It's going to be picked up here by Carrie Shaw. She spins. He puts up a shot, and it's going to be no good, but she's fouled into play. Well, we have seen a ton of fouls here in this basketball game today. Brick Kissinger just picked up her third personal foul for the Whippets. Carrie Shaw now goes to the free throw line for Sandy Creek. She has got 5 points in the ball game, but she's just 3 out of 9 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. He's now 3 out of 10 from the line today. 6 out of 19 for the state tournament. She was a 52% foul shooter during the regular season. Next shot is up there by Carrie Shaw. It's good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the line. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. The Sandy Creek lead is now 13 points at 52-39 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this one from Lincoln Southwest. Brooke Kissinger with the ball to Jamie Kissinger. Gets away, pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer. Shot no good, gets her own rebound on the baseline. Double team. Gets the ball back out to the left sideline. It's going to be mishandled, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Bauer mishandled the ball, went down to the hardwood to try to grab it. She was tied up on the play. Arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will have the ball. 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 52-39. Sandy Creek with the lead. Here's Bailey Bourne. Sussles into the offensive zone, down for the Cougars. Backs it on out. Miller will pick her up defensively. Over on the wing on the right side to Hansen. Lob pass goes inside. It's going to be an errant pass. Trying to get it to a Carrie Shaw. The ball is picked out of there by Kissinger. Running back the other way all the way to the basket. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled into play. Jamie Kissinger came out of there with the basketball after the pass was errant, trying to get the ball to Carrie Shaw. And now Kissinger fouled back at the other end by Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Bailey Morris. That's going to be her third. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Minden inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jamie Kissinger with the ball high above her head. Sends it down in the corner to Bauer. Shot for three is going to be no good. The ball lost out of bounds, and it was last touchdown there by Muller of Minden. So Sandy Creek will come back the other direction. 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in quarter number four. Girls consolation in Class C1. Sandy Creek out on top. Why not has won the Class D2 state championship today. They beat Hayes Springs 42-33. There's Bailey Morris driving down the lane, and she's going to be fouled in the play. And now Morris will go to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. Foul is going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be her fourth. So Bailey Morris goes to the line. She's got 12 points in the ball game. This is her best game production-wise for the Cougars in the state tournament. And her free throw is up to her end. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw tonight, this afternoon. 13 points in the contest. He's had games of 10 and 9 in the previous two here in the state tournament. Second shot is up there. It's good. Hits the front iron and gets the backspin down through the hole. 54-39. The Cougars out on top by 15 points. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Carly Satorius through the ball. The Kissinger on the wing. A three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Minden crashing the boards, but a personal foul is going to be called. And let's see. They're looking at Bauer. And that's going to be the case. Bauer picks up the personal foul. Holly Bauer picks up personal foul number 5, so she is out of the ball game. So now Bauer leaves with 9 points. She fouls out for Minden. Michaela Shaw has already fouled out for the Sandy Creek Cougars. So Holly Bauer fouls out of the basketball game now for the Minden Whippets. She's a 5'9" junior. So she'll be back next year for head coach Rick Carmosta. Sandy Creek shooting some free throws. This is Harms, and her shot is up there and in. Harms now in double figures. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. That was her first free throw of the afternoon. Sandy Creek now leading by a score of 55-39. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Harms hits a pair, and the Cougars are leading by a score of 56-39. Sandy Creek still attacking here in backcourt with Carrie Shaw. Dribbling the ball up the floor now. It's going to be Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger on the dribble, brings it back to the center of the floor. Now goes over on the wing on the left side, right through the fingertips of Choquette, out of bounds. Cassandra Choquette could not handle the pass from Kissinger. Goes off of her fingertips, out of bounds. 12 turnovers now in the Whippets here in the ballgame. 56-39. Sandy Creek with the lead. Cougars led at halftime by 6, 27-21. They now scored Minden in the third quarter, 24-13, to take control of the ballgame. Shaw goes to Morris inside to Harms, and her shot is going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Brooke Kissinger picks up her fourth foul now for Minden. And going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek will be Ashley Harms. Boy, just a ton of fouls and turnovers in this basketball game. here this morning as Ashley Harms will go to the free throw line now. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there is good. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She was just a 46%, actually a 78% foul shooter during the regular season. 36 out of 46 coming into the state tournament. Here comes the next shot. It's up there is good, so she drains a pair here. And she's now 4 of 4 from the line in this ball game. 13 points in the ball game for Harms. Sandy Creek has now opened up a 19-point lead. Biggest lead of the contest here for the Cougars at 58-39. Sandy Creek has lost just two games this year. Once to St. Cecilia yesterday, and then the final, the sub-district final. Actually, the first round of the sub-district getting into the state tournament. There's a shot taken from the right wing that's going to be no good, but we got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go on the Cougars. It's going to go on Brianna Bailey. That's going to be her first. Jamie Kissinger to the free throw line now for Minden. She's got 16 points in the ball game. Her free throw is up there and Ronald's out, no good. Minden, a record of 21-3 coming into this consolation game today. They lost yesterday to Wahoo, who will play St. Cecilia for the state title later on today. Second free throw is up there and in by Kissinger. Now 58-40. Sandy Creek leading by 18 here in this one with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. There's a Carrie Shaw with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to Montana Hendricks. Outside to Bailey Morris. Dribbles down the lane. Kicks it back out. Here's Montana Hendricks for 3. Shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Jamie Kissinger. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Throws it out here to Brooke Kissinger. Dribble penetration down the lane to the basket. And she is fouled in the play as she goes up for the shot. Foul here is going to go on Carrie Shaw. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kissinger for Minden. This is Brooke Kissinger. She's got 6 points in the ball game so far today. A 3, a 2, and 1 free throw. Now she misses this one. She's 1 out of 3 from the stripe so far today. Brooke is averaging 19 points per ball game. She had 15, had a good start to the state tournament, and their win over Gordon Rushville on Thursday. Had just 5 yesterday in their loss to Wahoo, and now she's got 6 points so far today. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Sandy Creek lead is now 17 points at 58-41 with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this one. Carrie Shaw with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. She works against Kissinger. Double team comes out to Bailey Morris. Morris works against the McKenzie Miller as Minden stays with her man-to-man defense. There's Montana Hendricks. Free throw line extended right side out to Carrie Shaw. Shaw holding the ball, goes back to the right sideline out of Bailey Hansen. Entry pass is going to be over the head of Harms, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds. So Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trying to wrap up their 23rd win of the season and picking up consolation honors here in the girls' state tournament. Nice pass out for the inbound. They get it to Montana Hendricks, and she was wide open. She lays it in. Hendricks now has 7 points in the basketball game for the Cougars. And Sandy Creek leading by the score of 60-41. Here's Brooke Kissinger, sends the ball inside to Jamie Kissinger, and her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Brooke gets the assist. Jamie gets the field goal. Jamie now with 19 points in the basketball game, and also trying to crack 20 points here. She goes to the line here for Minden. Personal foul is going to go on Hansen. That's going to be her first. So Taylor Horst comes into the ball game now for Sandy Creek for the final 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Kissinger. The ball ripped out of there by Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms with a rebound. Gets the ball away now as they get it to Bailey Morris as she hustles into the forecourt. Bailey to Taylor Horst. Free throw line extended left side. Sends a pass out to Carrie Shaw. Out of Bailey Morris on the wing as Minden stays with a man-to-man defense trying to get something going here. There's a turnaround jumper off of the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good there by Ashley Harms with the ball recovered by Carrie Shaw. Double teamed in the corner. Now Russ calls a timeout. Timeout here for Sandy Creek with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 60, Minden 43.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Girls' consolation game in Class C1. Sandy Creek using a big second half here today. The Cougars out on top of Minden by a score of 60-43. Sandy Creek with the ball. Ashley Harms on the wing on the left side. Comes out now to Montana Henrichs. Minden stays with a man-to-man. Montana Henrichs holding the ball. Goes over to Bailey Morris on the wing on the right side. Bailey holds it out to Ashley Harms. Out of Montana Henrichs. Henrichs on the wing on the left side. Sends it back out to Taylor Horst. Out in the three-point territory. Back to the left wing. That's a Kerry Shaw with the ball. Kerry holds it. Now to Bailey Morris. Cougars with a 17-point lead as we are under 2 minutes to play now here in the fourth quarter at Lincoln Southwest High School. Ashley Harms has got it down the wing. Ashley holding it, directing some traffic. Now sends the ball back out to a Bailey Morris. Bailey dribbles behind her back, gets away from Miller, drives it down the lane, then loses control of the ball, picks it back up on the baseline, spins away, gets it out here to a Montana Henrichs. Not very aggressive defense here by Minden as Sandy Creek is just throwing the ball around here on their last possession as Ashley Harms comes back out on top to Bailey Morris. She'll take a three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Harms. Goes for the basket. Her shot no good, and she's fouled into play. So Ashley Harms will go to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. She was fouled into play there. It's going to go on Brooke Kissinger, and Kissinger is fouled out of the ball game. That's number five on her. She will leave with 120 remaining in the fourth quarter. So the foul is starting to mount as Brooke Kissinger is hit with her fifth personal foul. She becomes the second Whippet to foul out of the ball game. She leads with 7 points. And now Rick Carmosa is going to send in the subs here with a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Ashley Harms to the free throw line for Sandy Creek. Her shot is up there. It is good. Harms now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. She's got 14 points in the ball game. As close as these two schools are, they did not play during the regular season. Meeting here in the consolation game in Sandy Creek. Hits another free throw here with Harms. That makes it a 62-43 ball game. Now Russ Neimeyer is going to send some new folks into the ball game here for the final minute or so of the ball game. Here's Emily Nelson with the ball now for Minden. As Minden will work here against a Sandy Creek man-to-man defense. Here's a pass that's going to be thrown into the lane. It's going to be picked off. Brittany Vike has got it on the Minden turnover. That's 13 on the Whippets. Losing control of the ball now is going to be Tori Wheeler for Sandy Creek on the dribble. That's the 16th turnover on the Cougars. Minden has got the basketball back the other way. They lose control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Sandy Creek. Nobody seems to want it here. The Cougars come back with the basketball. 45 seconds to play in this ball game. 62-43. Tori Wheeler has got the ball now for Sandy Creek. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to Brittany Vike. Vike holding the ball. Comes out now between the rings. That's going to be a Bailey with the ball. Bailey now to a Tori Wheeler. She dribbles with it on the left side of the lane. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Wheeler. Bounce pass comes over here on the left side. That's going to be Woodbury with the ball. Nice pass inside. Grabbing the ball. Missing the shot, though. It's going to be Lowry. Ball is loose and it's picked up by Sandy Creek. Out to Wheeler on the wing. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds and it's going to be Minden basketball. 13.4 seconds to play here in this one. Here comes Carly Satorius back into the ball game now for Minden, replacing Monica Petz. 13.4 seconds remaining, 62-43. Sandy Creek has got the lead, so the Cougars will bring home a consolation honors here in Class C1. Emily Nelson with the ball, now to Satorius, sends the ball in the lane. There is a shot up there. It is good. Hollinger scoring there for Minden, and that's the ball game. 62-45. The final score as Sandy Creek will win the consolation ball game of Class C1. Obviously not what they expected when they set out journey here in the Girls State High School basketball tournament, but the Cougars win their final ball game of the season, and Sandy Creek will wrap up the season with a record of 23 wins and 2 losses on the season. Minden had a great season as well under head coach Rick Carmosa. Minden had their sights of maybe playing in the state championship ball game tonight. But they were ousted by a very good Wahoo team yesterday, 59-46. Minden will finish fourth in the girls' state tournament here for the 2010-2011 season. Final score here in the girls' consolation ball game in Class C1, Sandy Creek 62, Minden 45. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft-serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center. It's a marvelous March, but no matter the month or the season, local and area athletes, teams, and coaches do their shopping at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Hogan's has the Bison Nighthawk adjustable home basketball system for only $5.25 with free shipping until March 31st. Stop in and check out the floor display at Hogan's. New men's and women's Nike soccer shoes have arrived. Hogan's Sporting Goods also does screen printing, engraving, trophies, and medals. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
If you want the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs. And now you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. You heard it right, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lincoln Southwest, the Class C1 consolation ball game in the books here this afternoon. And Sandy Creek knocks off Minden today by a score of 62-45. So the Cougars win their final ball game of the season. They're now 23-2 as they look forward to next season. Minden drops their final two games of the year, losing to Wahoo yesterday 59-46, and then losing to the Cougars today 62-45. Minden finishes at 21-4. Rick Carmosa on the floor right now for the Whippets, handing out the fourth place medals for Minden. Russ Neinmeyer will be on the floor here shortly to give out the third place medals. The Cougars also will bring home a trophy here from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Sandy Creek and Minden went toe to toe in the first quarter. It was 12-11. Sandy Creek had the lead at the end of one. Cougars led at halftime by a score of 27-21. But Sandy Creek, using a good third quarter, they outscore Minden 24-13 in the third to take control of the ball game, led 51-34. And the Cougars go on to win this one this morning by the score of 62-45. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue on The Breeze.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480, ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI. CPI.
your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring SureFresh and SureFine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at Lincoln Southwest again. It was Sandy Creek winning in the girls' consolation, 62-45 over Minden here this morning. Check the scoring in the basketball game for you. A couple of girls fouled out for Minden. Ollie Bauer fouled out with 4:41 remaining in the contest. Brooke Kissinger fouls out with a minute and 20 seconds to go. Minden was led today by Jamie Kissinger. She finishes with 19 points in the ball game. Bauer had 9. Brooke Kissinger had 7 points. The other scorers for Minden, Cassandra Choquette, ended up with 4 points in the ball game. And Bailey Moeller had 4 points. Those are the only girls who actually scored in the contest today for head coach Rick Carmosta. Scoring for Sandy Creek, Bailey Morris finishes out her career for the Cougars as she had 14 points in the ball game today. 10 of those came in the second half of play. Montana Hendricks finishes with 7 points. Ashley Harms had 16 in the ball game today. Taylor Horst had 3 points. Bailey Hansen ended up with 3 points. Carrie Shaw, 6 points for Sandy Creek today. And Michaela Shaw, she had 14. She fouls out with 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the basketball game. Again, Sandy Creek wins at 62-45 over Minden. We'll get a final word right after this.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program. The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Champion crowned so far in the girls state high school basketball tournament. That was earlier today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Class D2. Why Not wins their second championship in their school history, also winning in 2005. They beat Hayes Springs by a score of 42-33. So Why Not wins the Class D2 state championship. The Class C2 state title game is the next one up at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That will feature Crofton against Homer. The Class A state championship ball game will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Sports Center. That will feature Bellevue East and Bellevue West. Class B, Seward and Elkhorn, they will go at 6:30 tonight. Class C1, Wahoo against Hastings St. Cecilia, 8:30 tonight. We'll have that game on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at about 8:15. Told you about Crofton and Homer in the Class C2. The D1 state championship ball game down at the Sports Center is going to feature Howells and Pender. That will go at 4:30 this afternoon. And again, the Wynot winning in Class D2. We've got all six state championship games, five remaining. You can catch all the action as our continuing coverage of the Girls State High School basketball tournament continues the rest of the day and into the night on the ESPN Superstations, 1460 KXPN in Kearney and 1550 KICS in Hastings. That'll wrap things up for us from Lincoln Southwest here this morning. The girls' consolation in Class C1 goes to Sandy Creek as the Cougars knock off Minden today by a score of 62-45. From my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.
pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go Jamaica off the Florida Keys? There's a place called Kokomo, that's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand,
music the same way again.
More variety. The Breeze 94.5.
Dodging glances on the train.
The Breeze 94.5. Tom Kennedy here in the Easy Auction section on our website is the place to go to get some great buys from local merchants. Now, there are many items for you to bid on, and you'll even find some great Buy It Now deals. Just go to KLIQFM.com and click on Easy Auction.
You're right at home with The Breeze 94.5.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to project123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handyman roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to project123.servicemagic.com. project123.servicemagic.com. That's project123.servicemagic.com.
Who's protecting your home when you're not there? Protect your home with a security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Call now and get $850 of hardware and activation for free. Call 1-877-666-6173. That's 1-877-666-6173. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and details and protect your home license numbers.
When your stomach's on E, take a pit stop and refuel at Kitty's Roadhouse Bar and Grill. Fill up your tanks in the most unique racetrack garage atmosphere. Try delicious handmade Angus burgers, roasted chicken, or a pizza of the authentic wood fire oven from Italy. Or take a trip to paradise in the Tiki Lounge while you enjoy a margarita and relax. Everyone's a winner at Kitty's Roadhouse Bar and Grill, so start your engines. The race is on the Kitty's Roadhouse, 1400 East South Street in Hastings.
Hey, Terry, what's the Frontier truck doing in your driveway?
I'm getting new Frontier high-speed internet, phone, and TV service installed. It's only $56 a month.
Sorry, you said $56 a month.
Yeah, $56 a month.
Terry, that's just not possible.
It's possible, hence this Frontier truck in my driveway.
I just don't see how that's possible.
It's
an impossibly awesome package at an impossibly low price. Only $56 a month through 2011 for Frontier fast high-speed internet, phone, and Dish Network satellite TV service. But only if you call Frontier right now at 1-866-380-14-TV. That's 1-866-380-14-TV. But hurry, after March 31st, this offer is impossible.
Terry, I want this deal.
You gotta call Frontier. They can't hear you yelling from your lawn.
This offer will end soon, so call 1-866-380-14-TV now, and welcome to the new Frontier.
2-year agreements and qualifying phone, new internet, and new Dish Network services. Monthly modem fee of $5.95. Taxes, surcharges, and other restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Breeze 94.5, and you might be thinking what these folks are.
It's a good station. They keep the music going. I listen to it in my car. I like all the different types of music they play.
A real good mix and variety.
It's just a great, great radio station.
The Breeze 94.5. Songs that make you feel good. I'm The Breeze.
Incredible.
Unthinkable.
The Breeze, 94.5. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites. KLIQ Hastings. The Breeze, 94.5.
On the Newswatch, I'm Sandy Dreger with your information now. More people are on the job as unemployment dips slightly to 8.9% in February. The latest government figures indicate payrolls increased by 192,000 jobs last month. U.S. humanitarian aid is being sent to Tunisia to help the thousands of refugees fleeing Libya daily. 10,000 refugees are leaving on 66 flights to Tunisia on a daily basis. Expect more for a gallon of gas. The AAA reporting another 4-cent increase. With the price of crude now over $100 a barrel, the airlines are responding with fare increases. No high-speed rail for Florida. The money will be transferred to other states after Governor Rick Scott turned the money down, fearing the state would be responsible for cost overruns. The state Supreme Court ruled Scott was within his power to say no. Move over, iPhone and BlackBerry users. The Android phone is now the leader in mobile phones, with 29% of users picking it over other cell phones. The Android is being offered by many manufacturers as opposed to the iPhone and BlackBerry, which are both made by a single company. On the Newswatch, on air, and online, I'm Sandy Dreger with your information now.
Is it enough to get a new sofa? Not really. To make the room look right, you need more. Well, right now at Ashley Furniture Home Store, you get the sofa, love seat, two end tables, a coffee table, choice of area rugs, lamps, throws, and a choice of five-piece accent collections, and you get it all for only $11.99. Now your room's complete. With Ashley direct pricing and 12-month free financing, it's closer than you think. We have 14-piece bedroom packages for only $14.99, and that includes the mattress set this week at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kearney and Grand Island.
When your stomach's on E, take a pit stop and refuel at Kitty's Roadhouse Bar and Grill. Fill up your tanks in the most unique racetrack garage atmosphere.
Try delicious handmade Angus burgers, roasted chicken, or a pizza of the authentic wood fire oven from Italy. Or take a trip to paradise in the Tiki Lounge while you enjoy a margarita and relax. Everyone's a winner at Kitty's Roadhouse Bar and Grill, so start your engines. The race is on the Kitty's Roadhouse, 1400 East South Street in Hastings.
Trust the Midas Touch.
Bad brakes can sound as bad as fingernails on a chalkboard. This is Doyle at Midas, and we know brakes because it's what we do. We also know how important it is to have good brakes when you're hauling that precious cargo. Brake service by the Midas Brake Team includes the knowledge of the current ABS and traction control devices. Backed by a Midas nationwide lifetime warranty, let us evaluate your brake system. Midas, in Grand Island and Kearney, the brake professionals, where we know brakes.
Trust the Midas Touch.
Now, we know you can't be waiting around all the time by the computer. If you place a bid on EasyAuction.com, you place your maximum bid, and the software will automatically increase to the next increment if someone outbids your current bid. And you'll get an email telling you exactly where the bid is.